Middle and high school students in New Hanover County Schools now have the option to return full-time to the classroom starting April 12th. Secondary parents now have three options: send their kids to school 5 days a week, remain on a hybrid schedule, or solely remote. And according to the most recent district survey, with about half of families responding, about 60% of students are planning to return full-time. Board Chair Stephanie Adams says vaccines are game changers for teachers and that many of them should be fully vaccinated by the April reopening date. She also says she understands the risks that students over 13 transmit the virus like adults.
But we have to give our families the option and the choice. If they feel that that is dangerous and they do not want to send their children back, they don't have to. If they feel that they are willing to take that chance, I think it's time that we give them that.
Adams introduced a motion to pass all three options. It was a 5-2 vote, with only board members Stephanie Walker and Judy Justice dissenting, saying they were uneasy with the lack of public health guidance at the meeting and how quickly they had to make a decision. For the last discussion, Justice tried to bring a motion to change the name of Laney High School Stadium from Dr. Rick Holiday to the Buccaneers, its original name. Holiday has become a controversial figure for some following allegations of neglect and misconduct, but the board's attorney said the motion didn't follow the guidelines of the name-changing policy and that Justice has to add this as an agenda item. After that, the board has 60 days to vote on it. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.